NBRN.
Your Country Roots radio station.
You're listening to RB Renegade.
RB Renegade.
On My Country.
Tonight I'm pleased to welcome someone who's affectionately known as Country Soul, T.J. Christian of Lebanon, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, T.J.
Hey, RB, man, it's a great pleasure to be here. You know, this just thrills me to death to get to talk to somebody on the air and enjoy the music while they send it out to all our listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. We're having a great time getting some of the folks on the air, and it really adds to my show.
Now, absolutely.
Now, you got started in music at a pretty early age, 12, in fact. After learning to play the guitar, they say you would play for anyone, anytime, just for the asking. Do you remember those days?
Oh, do I ever. You know, those were good old days, too. You know, you start out that young, you're pretty green, but you still love the music and devoted to it, and you want people to hear you, and you try to make people happy as much as you can. And that's been my goal, you know, write good songs, sing good songs, and do the best I can, and hope everybody enjoys them.
Oh, that's great. Now, you moved to Nashville to pursue songwriting, and you were pretty successful penning some songs for the like of Roy Orbison, Charlie Pride, and others. Can you tell our listeners about that time in your career?
Oh, man, that was great. I was so fortunate when I first came to Nashville. I met Owen Bradley and his son Jerry and Harold, of course. He's a legendary guitar player. And that Bradley's probably the most influential people that I ever got to run into, and they took me under the wing right off. I brought a couple songs with me, and they liked them a lot, and absolutely gave me every chance to write, and gave me odd jobs to do so I could make a little money on the side and write songs.
Yep.
So. And it led to much greater things because Owen finally became like a daddy to me, and he allowed me to come to the studio anytime he's recording his major artist for MCA and sit in the corner and be that fly on the wall. And in essence, he taught me all I know about producing.
Well, that's where I was going to be going here. I was going to say, not only are you a fine songwriter and performer, you are a noted producer now, and you've got a lot of that background, as you've already said, from Owen Bradley. And how else can you think of any other way that that relationship with Owen helped shape your own career?
Oh, absolutely. He taught me some of the ins and outs of the business and how to relate and you know approach people in the business. And I guess I spent about 23 years altogether with Owen before he passed away in '98. And much of that time was in the studio, and he let me sing with Conway Twitty one time on the, you probably remember the song, Honky Tonk Angel?
Yes, I do.
One of the male background vocals didn't show up that day, and I was there, and L.E. White and Carol Lee was the only two that showed, and they needed that third one, and he said, think you can do it? I said, well, let's give it a shot.
Wow.
So we got to do that, and just so many different things that the man introduced me to, and he treated me like a son, and I'll have to credit what I know about producing to him. And a lot of people that still remember Owen and his records, you know, they hear my music, and they still say they can hear a lot of Owen Bradley in me, and that's the best compliment I could ever have.
I can only imagine. Now, in 1993-94, you released your first album to the European market, and that included a duet with Lola Jean Dillon, and titled I Learned to Lie. Now, that won you an International Vocal Duo of the Year award. Can you tell me some more about that?
It sure did. And Lola Jean was one of my favorite little female writers at the time, and she wrote a lot of hits for Loretta Lynn and was writing for Loretta Lynn's Coal Miner Publishing at the time. So she had written this song and showed it to me. She's always showing me the things she written new, you know. So she showed it to me, and I said, boy, that's a great little song. How about doing a duet with me? She said, I'd love to. So we went and recorded it, and I put it out, and my goodness, it caught fire. And won us several awards over there. So, and we wound up doing another that I wrote, If Not For You, and I put it on an album that I'd released over there.
Now, I think personally that the European market is still one of the greatest starting grounds for independent artists. Do you credit that with advancing your career back here in the U.S.?
Absolutely. you know, I almost quit recording about that time in my career, and my wife, bless her heart, she said, no, you've been kind of researching this European market, and it's starting to catch on from what I understand, and you need to maybe pursue that. She said, let's cut one more album and put it out over there and see what happens. So she talked me into it, and we did it, and it just caught fire. And those people took me to heart and loved my music, and have built me into some kind of big star over there, which I'm just a humble old country singer, rough around the edges, you know. But I appreciate their love for my music, and they've had me over several times, and what an audience they are.
Well, I find, like, I write songs and record some myself, and I find that the response in Europe is outstanding. I mean, they really love the traditional country music sound, and they can't get enough of it. And I just happen to think that it's one of the best places for independent artists to get their music out, to get themselves started.
Absolutely. I would recommend it to any of them, and anyone that asks me, I let them know as much as I can. I educate as much as I can on the market. And, you know, that's the reason I went there, because I saw the direction the new country was going to, and I'd already surpassed the age that they consider marketable here in the U.S. So we decided to go with that market, and we've been so successful over there, and their arms are open to new independent music that's good. You make it good, and they'll make it heard.
That's right. Now, you've worked with a lot of different people. You've already mentioned some of them, but most recently you've teamed up with T. Graham Band.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
We're going to talk a bit more about that in a second, but let's give a listen to one of the songs you've just recently released with T. Graham Brown. You introduce this song for us, and we'll give it a spin.
Oh, yeah. Spin that thing, and then let's see what the people think about it, R&B, and let them be the judge.
Old dusty overalls and a worn-out baseball cap, hands tough as leather, eyes red with sweat. From sun up to sun down, he bleeds John Deere green. Now he's part of the vanishing breed. Me, I'm just a singer, I still dare to dream, and I know right where I'm going, 'cause I stand on what I believe. And I'll write and sing my song as long as there's a breath in me, 'cause I'm part of the vanishing breed. Papa was just 18 when he took Mama's hand. Now 50 years later, he's still her man. With hard work and love and prayer, they always met their needs.
Now they're part
of the vanishing breed. Yeah, we're just country singers that still dare to dream, and I know right where I'm going, 'cause I stand on what I believe. And we'll write and sing our songs as long as there's a breath to breathe, 'cause we're part of the vanishing breed. Like our heroes before us, we still answer the call. Hustle riders and country singers have seen
and told it all.
Wow, that is a great song, TJ. Tell us more about those you have worked with over the years, the more notable for you personally, and how did the collaboration with T. Graham Brown come about?
I started really working with some big people about 1962. I've been on stage with Buck Owens, Ferlin Husky, George Jones, some bluegrass greats, Stanley Brothers, played mandolin them for a while, and just so many that it's hard to recall them all. And of course, spent 3 years with Jerry Reed out on the road. He was a great guy, and spent a year or so out with T. Graham. That's how we got together, and we admired each other's songwriting and art and artistic ability. And, you know, he said, we need to cut it to it one of these days. And I said, well, man, but since we found the right songs, nothing would make me happier. So it came about, you know, I found a couple of songs and called him, and he said, I'll be there.
I've always loved his voice, too. So, they call you country soul. He's got to be country soul, too.
Absolutely. He's got that country and blues mix in his voice, and, you know, he just sells every song he sings. I love his style.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If you had one piece of advice for any indie artist listening in, what would it be?
Make your music as good as you can possibly make it. Don't cut any corners with the Bucks. Get your butt in Nashville, hire them union players, and take great material in there, and let them cut a record with you. And then you're going to have something that anybody will listen to around the world.
What are your opinions on internet radio and the opportunities that, say, like NBRN, we're giving independent artists to get heard?
I think it's one of the best tools that's came along, and it's leveled the playing field for all us independent artists with the majors. It has opened up a brand new avenue for us guys, and I think it's a great thing, and I think it's the wave of the future.
We think so, too. I mean, it's kind of going to... Cars are going to be coming out with internet radio receivers shortly, and I think once that happens, it's just going to take right off.
Absolutely, and that kind of airplay, the majors can't really stop it. And, you know, they've always been famous for stopping any kind of independent artist from making too much headway in his business. They just don't like the competition because they're realizing now that there's some independent artists out here that's putting those people they're cutting to shame.
That's right. I don't know if you're aware, other than my independent show that I'm going to be airing you on, I also host a show called Real Country Legends, where I'm featuring all the old-timers and their traditional music, because I consider myself a traditionalist. And just last night, as a matter of fact, I interviewed Freddie Hart.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Yeah. Freddie's a great fella and lives right here in Lebanon, and I've spent some time with him, and I think it's fantastic that people are tuning back into the old dogs, you know, like the Haggards and Jones and people like this that Nashville has put to pasture. You know, if they would get the butts out on the road like we do and see some of the shows that Haggard puts on is selling out. He was just recently in Metropolis, Illinois, and they had to move the show outside because the hotel wouldn't hold the tickets sold.
Wow.
Yeah, he's another shining example. You know, don't ever put quit in your repertoire.
Nope.
You know, I've lived with one thing ever since I've been in this business. Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
There you go. Now, TJ, it's been a real pleasure having you on this show. My country tries to keep the spotlight on the indies, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to share your experiences with us. Before we go, though, let's listen to another tune you recorded with T. Graham Brown. Now, how about you introduce this one for us as well?
Oh, man, yeah. This is a great country thing, so it's just another one of those things that we really fell in love with, and one of them I wrote, and we hope you enjoy it. So, RB, if you will, put me and T. Graham on there and see if we can get our audience out there tuned into us old dogs.
Mm-hmm.
He said his hip talks to him when it's ready to rain, but he's had a little nip and he's feeling no pain. And when he gets like this, he feels like talking.
He said he took some shrapnel at the Bay of Pigs and lost two fingers on a Gulf Oil rig. And you gotta watch him or he'll take off walking. Some folks think he's lost his mind,
but he's just running out of time.
And he says this old bag of bones ain't really me. There's a lot more standing here than what you see.
My back is bending low, but my spirit's flying free.
And this old bag of bones ain't really me. He said I live each day like it's my last, 'cause time won't keep, it's gone so fast. You better do the best that you can do,
'cause life's a tune you whistle in the dark. When you get it right, you get a little spark. Then the sun comes up and it all dawns on you.
I know this old bag of bones ain't really me. There's a lot more standing here than what you see.
My back is bending low, but my spirit's flying free.
And this old bag of bones ain't really me. And some folks think he's lost his mind,
but he's just running out of time.
And he says this old bag of bones ain't really me. There's a lot more standing here than what you see.
My back is bending low, but my spirit's flying free.
This old bag of bones ain't really me.
This old bag of bones ain't really me.
Well, one more great song, TJ. Well, all I can say is thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't have missed it for nothing, R.B. And, you know, I really appreciate you letting me join you for a few minutes here and share a little of my background with the folks, and just hope that they'll like our music and keep tuning in to R.B. Renegade, because he's doing good things for us artists and country.
You've been listening to RB Renegade on My Country, where the spotlight is always on the indies. Make sure you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the best independent songwriters and artists that country music has to offer. My Country. My Country.
Your choice in music is what I like about you guys.
On NBRN. Until next time.
Until next time.
Until next time. Until next time. Let's keep it on Keeping It Country.